Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. Our guest today is Dr. Murat Arik, who is the Assistant Director of MTSU's Business and Economic Research Center. And recently, he unveiled a study that he did for the Nashville Healthcare Council that analyzed the impact of the healthcare industry on the Nashville area economy, the Nashville metro area economy, vis-a-vis jobs and wages, and it included some facts that may come as a bit of a surprise even to people who have lived in Nashville for a long time, but it points out the importance of the healthcare industry to Nashville's economy and why the city should be known for more than just country music and the Titans. Dr. Arik is here to talk to us about that today. It's actually some good economic news for a change, is it not?
It's indeed. It's a very good economic news. And thank you for having me here this morning. To give you some highlights from the study, over the years, healthcare industry is one of the few sectors of the economy experiencing phenomenal growth in the region and also in the nation. We see in the area, in Nashville MSA area, a significant growth in employment and investment, and also the number of companies, grew over time. Compared to some other areas, we have healthcare management companies, significant number of healthcare providers, and these companies actually making the region a kind of a hub of the national healthcare industry. Mm-hmm. From the study, I may actually highlight a couple of things. The direct employment of the healthcare industry clusters. In a few moments, actually, I'm going to go over what I mean when I say healthcare industry cluster.
Right.
Around 114,000 employment jobs. The total revenues of these companies, nearly $30 billion. It's indeed a significant, economic impact. This $30 billion economic impact actually include direct revenues and plus spillover effect, the ripple effect, indirect and induced impact. When we look at again the jobs, actually, when we factor in ripple effect, the total economic impact is around 211,000 jobs in the Nashville MSA area.
Right.
It's indeed a significant presence, of the healthcare industry in the region.
MSA, by the way, stands for Metropolitan Statistical Area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And 1 in 8 Nashville workers is employed by a healthcare provider. That's the one that really knocked me off my pins.
That's really the case. And the one thing, actually, we have this healthcare management companies in the region, and that's a big positive for the area, because these healthcare management companies controlling nearly 50% of the investor-owned hospitals in the nation. And the other thing is we have Vanderbilt Medical Center. It's a kind of, it has huge impact on the healthcare industry and also the region's economy.
It's a teaching hospital.
It's a teaching hospital, and the recent improvements in medical services, and they actually increase their capacity, and they are also expanding across the middle, across the Nashville MSA areas, not just within Nashville, Davidson County, and they have presence in Williamson County, and they are expanding. They are having satellite offices, actually.
I know that. I've used one of their walk-in clinics, as a matter of fact, yes.
And those things actually having really big presence, making the healthcare industry in Nashville MSA is one of the critical sector in the region.
Why is Nashville not better known? I dare say nationally, Nashville is not known as a healthcare mecca. In the Southeast, when we think of Birmingham, we are inclined anymore with the death of the steel industry to think of the University of Alabama at Birmingham Medical Center and Dr. James Andrews, the arthroscopic surgeon who has treated every famous injured athlete in the last 40, 50 years, and Health South, that company. But we are not inclined to think of Nashville as branded as a healthcare industry mecca. Can you think of why that is, given the fact that these statistics are so impressive? They virtually speak for themselves. You could take them and run with them in a marketing campaign.
That's true. You know, it's, when we look at the issue from that perspective, it's kind of, yeah, it's interesting. I agree with you, you know, why. I mean, it's a kind of puzzle. But, of course, we have a name, and we are not inclined to change that name. We have a brand, the Music City brand, actually. The Nashville healthcare industry came late. We had that music presence, you know, a lot earlier, and we are still strong, and we are still, the brand name is Music City. And we are not really inclined to change that, but we need to also acknowledge that the healthcare industry has a big presence. Mm-hmm. When we look at other markets like, you know, Birmingham, you don't see those kind of additional brands or the names.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, sometimes a large company could make a big you know, and presence, and also, you know, make people label that one area as kind of healthcare hub or something like that. You know, it's but here in Nashville we have that brand Music City, and that's basically, you know, taking hold right now.
As a matter of fact, as part of the study, you compared Nashville to Birmingham and Richmond and other metropolitan areas in terms of the healthcare industry's impact on those respective cities. What did you find in that comparison of peer metropolitan areas?
When we look at from that perspective, actually, Nashville is doing extremely better than many of those peer markets. In both healthcare business climate and also healthcare infrastructure. It's doing a lot better than Birmingham, for example. And, you know, we look at those 12 of them, actually. And when we look at the composite score, basically scoring nearly more than 20 indicators, actually, and ranking the MSAs, actually, when we do that, the Nashville tops all those 12 markets.
And that's really something you can take to the bank. The trend in the last several decades has been toward the corporatization of healthcare, which has driven some people nuts from a patient's perspective, and they feel it's sort of depersonalized treatment and that sort of thing. However, in the days when you would go to your county hospital and county government provided a great deal of the funding, the economy has gotten to the point where counties, municipalities can't really fund hospitals out of a government pot of money the way that they used to. And so the private sector really has had to come in and essentially take over. The corporatization of healthcare in general, as a nationwide trend, is really part of the reason why Nashville has such a dynamic healthcare industry economic sector, isn't it? Because if we were still having county hospitals, this wouldn't be happening. These jobs wouldn't be happening. These wages wouldn't be happening.
That's true, actually. When we look at HCA, it's a huge presence globally, not only in Tennessee, actually. When we look at the overall, you know, it's it has huge presence across the world, you know, it's all other areas. And we have also a significant presence of educational institutions in healthcare market. And those kind of things is it's a free market environment, creating new dynamism in healthcare industry, and also promoting spin-off companies. You know, it's anytime you have an issue in healthcare, you could see actually a new company emerging and addressing those issues. Mm-hmm. And we have those kind of dynamic environment in the last 15 years in Nashville scene. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the family tree of Nashville Healthcare Council, you could see that kind of things over the years, how it evolved actually.
Who are the major players in the healthcare industry in Nashville, in addition to HCA and Vanderbilt? Who are some of the major players?
You know, we have several of those healthcare management companies. You know, it's Community Health Services, Williamson County based, Healthways, you know, Health Streams. You know, all of those things play certain parts. You know, it's Vanguard Health Systems. You know, it's they are the essential parts of the overall makeup of the healthcare industry.
For purposes of this study, you differentiated between healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, etc., and the healthcare industry, what you call a cluster.
Yes.
Make that distinction for us.
You know, when we talk about healthcare, we often talk about healthcare providers. Mm-hmm. And these are basically hospitals, ambulatory services, that walk-in clinics, you know, those kind of things we mm-hmm. go, and nursing care facilities. This is the core. These are the providers part. And when we talk about the healthcare industry clusters, we are opening up the box a little bit, or expanding it, actually. And this group includes the core providers plus research, training, support organizations, mm-hmm. like, you know, MTSG is part of the healthcare industry because we train nurses, mm-hmm. you know, nursing faculty here, nursing department.
Mm-hmm. I have a pre-pharmacy program.
Pre-pharmacy program. If you look at, several other developments in the region, you see a pharmacy school opening in at the Belmont mm-hmm. and Lipscomb University. I think they have also mm-hmm. Those kind of efforts right now.
So an institution of higher learning doesn't necessarily have to have a school of medicine like Vanderbilt does in order to be training the healthcare providers of
that's
the future.
That's right. Yes. We have here very good nursing program, actually. That's a positive and part of the healthcare industry cluster, that component. Mm-hmm. We also include healthcare management companies, we mentioned, we talk about. We included companies providing services to healthcare providers, mm-hmm. like medical insurance, you know, those kind of companies.
Or maybe a company to which they can outsource their human resources,
right.
or their payroll processing,
that's
that
right.
kind of thing.
That's right. We also included companies manufacturing and supplying products to healthcare. Mm-hmm. companies, providers, and these are, you know, medical equipment
yeah.
manufacturers.
That is a segment of the economy I wanted to talk to you about, because Dr. Stephen Livingston, who is the editor of Global Commerce, which is a Burke production mm-hmm. Publication, and he's a political science professor, keeps up with the trade picture worldwide. That's mm-hmm. his job. He crunches the numbers and finds out where Tennessee stands on imports and exports. And medical equipment is always a major export from the state of Tennessee overseas.
You know, I look at the data, actually, it's indeed, I mean, that's the case. And in fact, if you look at several quarters of, export data, actually, we could see that the one of the positive areas in export, actually, it's a medical equipment sector, you know, mm-hmm. that's area. And it's, and also when we look at the destination, it's basically destination of those exports are to very competitive markets like European Union, mm-hmm. Japan, you know, those kind of markets. And that shows, you know, the strength of our healthcare industry cluster in the region. Of course, you know, it's the medical equipment manufacturers, you know, the data we have is basically cover, you know, across Tennessee. It's not just Nashville-based. But
right.
still, you know, the presence of healthcare industry cluster here, management companies, providers, you know, those kind of things, is also creating a very good synergy with the, you know, with the medical equipment manufacturers.
And when we say how medical equipment, we're talking about everything from X-ray machines and MRI machines all the way down to bedpans and thermometers, right?
That's right. Okay. You know, everything that the hospital uses in providing goods and providing services to the people.
How did the healthcare industry come to consider Nashville to be a good place to do business? What did they find attractive about it? Why Nashville?
You know, I think one of the thing is, of course, the business climate. It's a good business climate. The second thing I mentioned briefly, actually, the presence of very good medical school, Vanderbilt. And you could see, actually, in the over the last 15 years, more than 15 spin-off companies emerging around the Vanderbilt Medical School. Basically, the ideas commercialize and the new healthcare companies emerge. You know, it's addressing the parts of the healthcare issues that we face in our everyday life, and these issues and also the climate actually help promote, you know, the healthcare industry presence in the region. And of course, we have HCA. It's a homegrown healthcare company in the region. And from the HCA, you could see several other spin-offs in the region. You know, it's kind of, every year you could see the mergers, new company emerging, and when the new opportunities actually arise in global market, you could see actually part of a group from these healthcare companies coming together and forming a company and making again the Nashville is a kind of important player in the healthcare industry globally.
It is a centralized geographic location, at least vis-a-vis the southeast, also have anything to do with it?
That could be a part of it, but more than that is the presence of the initial that HCA type companies and Vanderbilt, you know, those elements actually or presence help healthcare industry move further in the last 20 years, I would say.
I'm wondering if I'm being too cynical by asking this question, but health studies show that the Southeast has high levels of obesity, high levels of diabetes, high levels of heart disease and lung disease from smoking. And I'm wondering if one of the reasons Nashville and, for that matter, Birmingham have become healthcare meccas is because our healthcare, I mean, not our healthcare, not the providing, but our self-health care, our medical maladies are more prevalent in this part of the country than other places. In other words, you know, we eat fried fatty foods, don't get enough exercise, and just don't take very good care of ourselves. So we have to keep giving health care providers all the business they can handle.
You know, that might be partially true. I wouldn't say that's why, you know, we have these health care jobs and industries around here. That's partially true. And the trend actually is in the direction that, you know, it's you're gonna see more and more demands for health services because of the changes in lifestyle, not because of the illnesses. And that's one of the critical thing that more and more we're gonna see around here. And the other thing is, 25-30% of the jobs related to healthcare industry cluster in the region are not provider type jobs, not healthcare provider jobs,
but support type jobs,
support or management type jobs, managing other areas in the country, other hospitals in the country. It's not just providing healthcare services to the people.
Let's talk about wages for a minute. The average annual wage of the Nashville healthcare industry, $53,000 a year, significantly higher than the average Nashville wage of $39,000. Does the inclusion of administrators and physicians in there kind of skew that upward a bit?
Yes, it does, actually. That's and also, we have a significant number of high-level management-type jobs. Mm-hmm. Due to presence of management companies, that also skewed the wage figures. But overall, actually, it's larger than the average wage, significantly larger than the average wage.
Since it does require, at least if you're going to have hands-on contact with the patient or behind-the-scenes work in laboratories, specialized training, knowledge of biology, chemistry, computer science, then education is an absolute must. And if Nashville is going to continue to help this healthcare sector thrive, then they're going to have to continue to put emphasis on education so that they can keep producing the kind of people from their schools that will be able to slide right into these jobs.
That's absolutely critical part of the whole healthcare discussion. You know, we currently have significant shortages in the in healthcare,
especially in nursing.
And we expect to see shortages in physicians too. You know, it's in across the specialties. The education. Just looking from a little bit different perspective, actually, although we have a strong presence of healthcare here, and it's also growing, and we look at the growth trends, actually, it's significant. Still, we have room to grow in many other areas. Of course, we need the education to train individuals to work in these sectors. But we need to also start thinking about seriously biotechnology issues, healthcare research kind of things. And this requires programs at higher education institutions and also people willing to go through rigorous math and science education, biology education.
And that means people are going to have to invest in those education programs, both private sector and the government.
That's true.
If they expect to get the personnel back that are qualified to do the jobs that will keep this economic sector humming.
It's absolutely necessary, actually. You know, and at this stage, it's some sort of public-private partnership or partnership between businesses and educational institutions absolutely necessary to look at where healthcare industry is going, in which areas actually they need educated workforce, and how could these educational institutions actually institute programs to meet the needs of those healthcare companies, mm-hmm. not just providers, and also the management companies, manufacturers, research institutes, and we're gonna see these things coming. You know, life science, for example, is critically important. We need to have those things here, and currently we don't have presence of enough life science companies in the region. Several of them, start working, but still we need more. More of those kind of jobs, educational programs, and also some sort of partnership alliance between education institutions and these healthcare companies.
When you project into the future nationally, by 2018, one in every six new jobs in the country will be in healthcare, with 2.8 million additional workers, as you stated before. So in the Nashville MSA, for every 100 non-farm jobs created, 26 of them between 2004 and 2008 were in the healthcare sector. So one in every seven new jobs in the state projected to be in healthcare by 2016. And then again, you're looking at it broadly from the perspective of not just direct person-to-person providers, but also the industry as a whole, right?
industry as a whole, but certain parts actually direct related to healthcare physicians and also support healthcare support professionals. Professionals. These are, you know, nurses, LPNs, CNs, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
And also included there is a healthcare IT professionals. You know, it's, we're gonna have definitely we're gonna need more people to work in healthcare. You know, we know all the arguments about the baby boomers, aging population, lifestyle, medical cares. You know, people just try to write. You know, more and more people actually going doctors to have a better life rather than to get a cure for certain kind of illness. And we're gonna see these kind of things coming up. You know, over the years, and we need people. You know, to provide those care services.
We need more gerontologists as the population ages.
It's absolutely, that's absolutely a necessity. And until recently, we didn't have enough pharmacists in the country and no school of pharmacy supplying enough people, actually trained pharmacists. Recently, actually, we start seeing some universities actually opening the school of pharmacies, you know, to address those shortages issues. And the other thing is we need to have homegrown, native, trained, you know, individuals taking care of, you know, this kind of shortages or basically taking taking the jobs in healthcare profession. We shouldn't simply, you know, say bring people from outside. We need to train our own, you know, natives here to take on those jobs.
From challenges. Right here in the state of,
yes,
of Tennessee.
That's
instead
right.
of training people and watching them go other places because they can't find work here in their specialty.
That's right.
Any idea what impact the recently passed health care reform legislation in Congress could have on this whole picture?
Okay, from the that's a tough
I know
question.
That's a humongous question. It wasn't really part of the purview of your study, but I thought that perhaps as an economist you might have some ideas.
You know, from the onset, yeah, I would like to say that, you know, we didn't really get into discussion of healthcare reform.
Right.
But I may offer some, you know, several insights based on reviews of what has been said, and also, you know, getting insights from the healthcare industry cluster CEOs, company representatives in Nashville MSA area. The first of all, if you look at the projections from the Office of Budget and Management, we see increasing trend in healthcare expenditures over the next 5 to 10 years. We don't see any decrease. That means, you know, it's we're gonna still see a growth in healthcare industry.
Yeah.
And this, of course, have positive impact on the employment and wages. You know, it's that means, you know, we expect to see in the next 5 to 10 years healthcare industry still, you know, keep adding jobs.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. According to, you know, the healthcare reform, you know, the, what it includes actually, we're going to see 30-some million people covered by health insurance. That means they become part of the, you know, overall healthcare industry, you know, providing services to those 30 million people actually means, again, you know, growth in employment and wages in healthcare.
Yeah.
You need to provide services to those people, and to do that, we need to have more people providing services.
Right.
In healthcare industry, and the reform also emphasize healthcare reform. You know, emphasize digital medical records, and we expect actually. Over the years, and new, you know, new companies emerging to handle those kind of challenges and issues. That
right.
means again job growth, in some ways. Of course, it's going to affect some other parts of the support part
right.
of the healthcare industry. But overall, we are talking about highly trained individuals taking on this kind of challenges.
Right.
And it means I would consider there's a kind of positive direction. When we talk to healthcare CEOs, presidents, healthcare industry CEOs in Nashville, MSA, they clearly indicated that the next area of, you know, about 60% of them, next area of investment will be in healthcare information technology.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically an indication that we're going to see more and more, you know, it's people or companies emerging and, you know, people taking on jobs or, you know, in those areas especially.
Companies that would contract with a hospital, for example, for the processing of records.
That's true. And regardless of reform, demand for healthcare services will increase. And many of the healthcare right now, the CEOs that I talked to, we actually sent them a survey, indicated that, in fact, 70% of them, demand for healthcare services will increase dramatically over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because of baby boomers, you know, people became more aware of the health issues and preventive medicine, those kind of things. For example, you don't really go to the doctor for certain illnesses anymore, you know, and not just for that. You also go there how to for checkup or how to prevent a certain type of illnesses because right now, you know, many of the things is preventable. You know, it's if we take care of, you know, our health, take charge of our health, you know, to go to doctor, you know, those kind of things.
But then the poor and the uninsured are still flocking for common maladies into the emergency room, which should only be for emergencies, but they don't have any place to go else to go. They can't go into the doc in the box clinic because they don't have insurance.
That's true. That's the sad part of the whole healthcare story, actually. You know, we still have so many people, you know, having access problem to the healthcare. Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of the sad side of the whole healthcare side. But from the employment perspective, and you know, the healthcare industry is just one of the bright spots currently in the economy.
Yeah. What was the reaction of the Nashville Healthcare Council when you presented them with the results of your study? What kind of feedback did you get from them?
You know, I got a really positive feedback, and many of them weren't really, many of the findings surprising, because they keep track of, you know, who's coming, who's going, how many companies in the region, and from that perspective, actually, it was kind of pleasantly, not shocking, a little bit surprising, but not that surprising, no. I would say.
Even if they hadn't been keeping track of their own stats over the years, they sort of felt that it validated their own feelings on the basis of their day-to-day interactions in the industry?
That's right. And it basically helped them, you know, it's, we play as a kind of external third party, actually providing them, you know, supplying them, you know, unbiased estimates of the scope of the healthcare industry, and that basically helped them a lot. And over the years, I think they're gonna be using study to promote Nashville in the U.S. market and also global market. They have several overseas business trips, actually, to talk about the healthcare issues and basically bringing more businesses for the healthcare companies located here in Nashville. And in that sense, actually, it's going to help a lot. And be this study and plus, you know, other things that the School of Communications involve, you know, producing a video, you know, it's interviewing the healthcare company presidents, and it was a very good partnership between Healthcare Council and the MTSU.
And between Birk and the College of Mass Communication.
Yes, and that's basically one of the I would consider actually one of the very important and positive thing, and we should have more and more this kind of alliances working together, coming together, creating this kind of positive things for the region and community and the people in the region.
If you want to read either an executive summary of the study, or if you want to read the study in toto, you can go to the website for the Business and Economic Research Center, or the BERC, at MTSU. Is it mtsu.edu/BERC? Is that correct?
/BERC.
Sorry, so some of us have eliminated the tilde, some of us haven't. Okay. If that doesn't get you, then go to mtsu.edu, go to the A to Z index, click on B, and go to the College of Business, and you'll find a link to the Business and Economic Research Center. Dr. Murat Arik is the Assistant Director of the Business and Economic Research Center at MTSU, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is MTSU On the Record. I'm Jenna Logue. Join us again at the same time next Sunday. Don't forget, you can check out the podcast at your leisure at mtsunews.com, and we're available on iTunes.